Fighters, happy Monday. Got a little different episode for you here today. It's a little story that I found humor in. Maybe you will too. It's a story about the difficulty of owning your crap if you're not used to owning your crap and how uncomfortable it could be. So, yesterday, the Queen and I are coming back from the horse barn. She was training one of her clients. We're driving back, our phone rings, and our daughter Lexi, who's 18, calls and said, there's some crazy guy at our door right now, and he won't leave. And we said, well, how did the crazy guy end up at the door? And she says, well, I was driving through the neighborhood, and a woman ran out in front of my car and was screaming at me to slow down. And then a minute or two later, this guy pulls up to the house, walks up to the door, knocks on the door, and Lexi and her boyfriend answer the door, and her boyfriend proceeds to slam the door in the guy's face, and the guy waited out front, and we were just a few minutes away when we got this phone call. So, as we're driving, we got Lexi on speakerphone, and I go, well, sounds like you were driving too fast, because I just looked at your speed on the app thing that I track you at, and within the last 20 minutes, you were doing 83 miles an hour on Powers Boulevard. Now, that's not in our neighborhood. And she's like, well, I wasn't going more than, you know, 30 or 40 through the neighborhood. All right, well, guys, here's the problem. The speed limit's 25. And where this woman ran out was where a bunch of little kids were playing in the driveway. And for those of you that don't know this, like in a residential area, you don't want to be driving fast in case a little kid runs out in the street and you hit them and everybody's lives are ruined. Fighters, join me Monday, May 22nd for some virtual AI training where we're going to dig in how to use AI technology in your contracting business so you can make more money, save a lot of time, be more productive, hopefully cut down a little bit of the stress that you're feeling. All right, but listen, you can't experience the training if you're not signed up and you're not there. So hit the link and join me Monday, May 22nd at 6 o'clock Eastern for a free live virtual training on how to use AI in your business. I'm out. So she proceeds to argue with us. I wasn't driving fast. I'm like, okay. So we pull up and there's a guy standing in front of my house. He's wearing shorts, some flip-flops. He's got no shirt on, okay? And as the Queen and I pull up, I'm like, well, this is not a good sign when you got a guy with no shirt standing in front of your house, right? Standing next to his pickup truck. Looked like a military guy because we're in Colorado Springs, and I was right because I talked to him, and he's Air Force guy. Really cool guy. Anyway, I get out of the car. I walk up, and I don't know what's happened at this point. I don't know how he's going to be. And I kind of held my hands up, open palms, and I said, hey, looks like our daughter was driving a little too fast, huh? And we had a very calm conversation about, you know, this is the third time in like 3 days or 2 days that this has happened, where she's been screaming past the house. And he was totally cool. He's like, I don't want to be that guy, but I got to be that guy. I got little kids. I got three little kids. And I'm like, dude, I get it. I'd be down here too if I were you. It was all great. Then the Queen walked out and she had some choice words, not at the guy, but about her displeasure with the situation and how we were going to handle this shit, right? And then she says, I'll be right back. She went into the house. She grabbed the boyfriend. She grabbed Lexi, brought him outside and said, I think you owe him an apology for being idiots and all this other stuff. And they were in a position where they had to own their shit, you guys. And it was just funny. Here's my observation. And listen, this is under my own roof too. So like for me sharing with this with you guys, I just want you to know, like we all have our struggles and stuff. My kids don't live in this world every single day. My wife and I are very, very much the type of people where we own our shit. We try to set that example. But you know, when you're on the hot seat and it's time for you to own your shit for something, it could be really uncomfortable. And our kid and her boyfriend were really uncomfortable. The 17-year-old kid's like trying to posture up like he's tough and shit and apologizing. And I'm just going, oh my God, dude. But anyway, he's a good kid. So they apologize. The kids, they had to go to work and they left. And I shook hands with this guy. His name's Andrew. And we know where he lives and he left and whatever. So the queen and I, we go to the store and we buy this sidewalk chalk and some squirt guns or something and some bubbles and this and that. And we go over to their house because they were all still outside. And we showed up with this stuff. And him and his wife were super cool. They're like, oh, you didn't have to do that. We're like, no, listen, you know, it's stupid here. Hopefully your kids can have some fun on us, right? Just very simple little gesture. And now, what I didn't say is earlier, when he said that this has happened a couple times in the last 3 days, he says, yeah, I've seen this black car, which is our daughter's car, screaming by through the neighborhood a few times. And he says, and yeah, and there's this, it's her car, and there's this other lady in this Jeep who drives like a maniac through the neighborhood, right? And we're like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. So now it's about an hour later, I'm standing in their driveway, and he's like, yeah, it's really nice, but it's just crazy. It's happening too much and blah, blah, blah. And I appreciate you guys handling this. I said, no problem. And I said, you know, Andrew, you said it, the other maniac driving through the neighborhood drives a Jeep, and it's just hitting me right now. I said, what color's the Jeep? And he said, well, it's like a yellow Jeep Renegade. And his wife goes, yeah, some Asian lady's driving it. And I went, oh, shit, that's our other daughter. That's my daughter, Ira. She's adopted from China. So here I am in this guy's driveway, making amends for daughter one. Realizing, oh, shit. Now, I probably should have just shut my fucking mouth, but when I'm thinking it, but he's like, yeah, it was a Jeep. And like an hour later, I'm like, he said it was a Jeep. And I'm like, what color is a Jeep? And so there you have it, you guys. So now I have to have another uncomfortable conversation about not driving like a fucking idiot through the neighborhood with the other daughter. We have 3 daughters. The other one, Maddie, she's never a problem. But these two, they both turned 18, and it was just like, bam, open the floodgates of, I don't know what you call it. Those of you that have kids that are that age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyway, guys, just kick off your week here. Listen, the point is, it can be uncomfortable to own your shit. And that's one of the things we talk about here in the fight all the time. And it's a conversation that we're now having with our kids at a higher level and a deeper level. Is, guys, you got to push through this discomfort if you ever want to grow, if you want to get better. Don't waste your time like they did in the driveway yesterday defending their bullshit because they were as guilty as could be. Okay? Guys, when you own your shit, you grow, and that's always a good thing. I'm out.